Hi, I'm Mark Richard, and you're listening to Pure Talk, the podcast where we talk about life, health, and living pure. On today's episode, we welcome Dr. Heidi Roots. Dr. Roots and her business partner started what I consider to be one of the most prominent IV wellness centers in the province. In my opinion, it was this business idea that truly put IV vitamin therapy on the map in BC, maybe even the country. Heidi tells us today about her new clinic in Vancouver called the Surface Skin Lab, where they help their patients find their beautiful. This is Pure Talk. The first question I had was about your intensity, because I've come to you as a patient, and even knowing you just as a friend, there's just some sort of drive and intensity you have towards life, towards your practice. Where do you think that came from? Where did that fester?
I don't know. I think that's just something you're born with. Mm-hmm. I think definitely my dad has a lot to do with, he's pushed me hard when I was a kid. He always set the bar really high. He always encouraged us to really work as hard as we can and play as hard as we can and always love what we do. So mm-hmm. I think that the combination of just, I think I have a real joy for life.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty positive person and I like to have a lot of fun.
Right.
That with just growing up with, you know, the encouragement to do the best that you can has gotten me, you know, where I am.
What did he do, your father?
He was a real estate developer. Yeah.
In Vancouver?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was like the strip mall king of Vancouver.
That's a great city for it. Jeez.
Yeah. There's a lot of strip malls. And now he just likes to play the stocks.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. And your mom was?
She stayed home. She took care of us. There was four kids.
Okay,
and
great.
So she was a stay-home mom, and it was really nice to have a mom at home growing up. That's one thing, you know, working that I haven't provided for my kids, although I do try to spend a lot of time there with them and modify my workload so that I can be there. But it was nice coming home to mom.
Of course, yeah. And one of four kids.
One of four.
My goodness. Well, there's
and the I'm like the middle of the middle, too. So
oh, really?
I'm the second oldest.
Yeah.
And then there's three girls, so my older sister, myself, then me, and then a baby brother. So I'm like the definite middle child.
And is there middle child syndrome there? Is it a little attention seeking?
You know,
a little bit?
I think that my older sister was really, really shy, and mm-hmm. I somehow did not get any of that shyness. So I think from a really early age, I just walked into the spotlight anytime I could.
Right. Yeah. I'm here. Deal with it. Yeah.
Here I am.
Exactly. Yeah. And then anyone in healthcare? Where did the healthcare side come from?
Well, my brother's a dentist, but he's younger than I am, so he copied me.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You had the first. Yeah. Okay.
I love people. I've always loved being around people. I love spending time with as many people as I can, whether it's one-on-one or groups. And I always wanted to do something with people. And, you know, just as I grew up and got older, healthcare just seemed like a natural choice for me.
For sure. And then you found naturopathic medicine right away out of high school?
I've gone down many, many roads. I was a high school teacher for a few years in my early 20s.
I can so see that. I can absolutely see that.
I taught science and math and it was a ton of fun, but definitely wasn't something I was passionate about. And I wanted to be a vet when I was really little, and then I worked in some vet hospitals and it wasn't exactly what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, looking at the different options for healthcare, I really wanted to find a profession where I could spend time and think and grow and have a lot of autonomy in what I did in my practice.
Sure.
And naturopathic medicine is such an amazing profession because it provides so many avenues to care for people.
Right.
So it just was a great fit for me.
Absolutely does. Yeah. And so that's kind of leads into my next thought is like naturopathic medicine. Did you always going through school? I think to me, you've pushed it beyond what naturopathic medicine is at its core.
Right.
Right.
I've always described myself as a very alternative naturopathic doctor.
I'm so glad you did. And I can see it. Right.
Yeah.
And so did you know going through school learning, did you think I can not do this better, but I can make this something bigger, like that there's more to just, you know, we'll get into the inner beauty, outer beauty thing that, you know, you've tackled right now in your practice, but did you always know it could be something more than what you're being taught?
It wasn't that way. I mean, there's so much to learn and there's always so much to learn and you're never, ever, ever going to be done learning. But every time I learn something new, I think, oh, you know, that would be a really great business model. And I'm a real fly by the seat of my pants kind of person. I don't overthink things. I sometimes maybe should think things through a little bit more even, but I, you know, if there's a good idea or if there's something that resonates with me, I like to go for it. And I think that one of the beautiful things about this profession, again, is that there's so many things that you can do. And so when I started off with my first business 5 years ago at the IV Wellness, IV vitamin therapy, you know, so many naturopathic doctors do it. It's a really common treatment protocol for a lot of naturopathic patients, but we just took it to a different level, and it was a lot of fun, and it's risky, you know, I mean, not a lot of people want to sit around with needles in their arms all day, but created a business model that was amazing and provided an atmosphere and a clinic for people that they just felt safe and they loved it. And, you know, we took IV vitamin therapy to a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It kind of put it on the map in a way, right?
I'll
say it. You don't have
Thank
to.
You.
I will say it for
you. Yeah, I'm really proud of what we did.
Absolutely did. Yeah, yeah. In Vancouver alone. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And then going into your current practice,
right?
What was your Instagram post this morning? I even saw what is beautiful. What makes you beautiful?
What is your beautiful?
Yeah, love. So let's start with, where did that come from?
So my practice sort of started to segue into medical aesthetics over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, it's so much fun working with people and making them feel more beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, you know, beauty is not just inside, it's outside too. I mean, we always like to say the inner beauty, and that really is so important. But when you feel good about the way you look, you're so much more motivated to take care of yourself, to eat right, to make sure you're getting, to keep that going.
Absolutely.
I think it's just human nature. And I think that so many of us don't want to admit that that's true. But I think if we all think about it, it really is true. And when we feel great about the way we look, we just start to feel better. And then you can start to pay more attention to your diet. Or we can do it the other way around. You can pay attention to your diet and you can start to sleep better, and then you feel better and then you pay more attention. But that's the whole thing about Surface Skin Lab, is it's not just about what's on the surface, it's what's below the surface as well.
Right.
So Surface for me was just such a great name.
Yeah.
There's just so many different ways you can interpret it. Plus it has the word face in it. So it looks really cool when you
see it. It works perfectly. Mm-hmm. Even the surface, what you see on the surface is the first thing you get all the time. Right. That's when you wake up in the morning, that's all we see. Right.
Yeah. And that's what you're looking at all the time when you're looking at yourself. We look at ourselves so often in the mirror. And I just think that when we look at ourselves and we're like, yeah, you know what? I'm looking really good today.
Yeah.
Then you have a good day. You know, we've all had bad hair days. We've all had bad skin days. We all have days where we're like, oh man, but you can't cover it all up all the time. So if you're walking around feeling good about the way you look, then you're setting that energy and that precedent for yourself that you can take on the world.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that's not a theory, right? You can't even argue with that. It exists.
I believe
it every
so.
Day. Absolutely. Yeah. So then, to counter that, what would you say? A lot of people maybe look at that as not naturopathic. And how do we counteract that? Because even if it's a simple placebo effect, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with...
Well, what is naturopathic? I mean, it's just naturopathic is the body's natural way of healing itself. And what we do over at Surface Skin Lab is just make people look naturally beautiful. And, you know, the people that come out of our clinic, whether we're working on their hormones or we're working on weight loss or digestion, because we do all of that too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, your skin can't look good if your digestion is terrible. If you're not sleeping, you're never going to look beautiful.
Sure.
So it's not just about the way you look, it's about the way you feel.
Right.
And it's all the surfaces. It's the internal surface, it's the external surface. And I think that it's, you know, natural beauty is very naturopathic.
Absolutely. Yeah. That word surface keeps coming up, and I love that. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, I got the name at a girls' weekend up at Whistler, and my five best friends and I were up at Whistler, and I'm like, I'm opening this clinic and I don't have a name.
Right.
So we popped some wine and we just brainstormed, and it was all, when it came up, it was my friend Farrell who said it, and she was like, what about Surface?
Right.
And we were all like, yep, done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
The wine paid for itself. Just in that.
Exactly.
Right there, all of a sudden.
Exactly.
And with your practice, do you look at who, with Skin Surface, who'd be the ideal candidate? Is there an ideal candidate, or is it anyone who's ready to feel better about themselves, look better?
Yeah, you know, we treat such a wide range of people. Our demographic is male and female. I mean, we definitely have more female patients, but I would say 60% to 40%, which is quite high for a naturopathic practice. I treat tons of men.
Yeah.
And then anywhere from 25 to 65. So our demographic's huge. And I think the reason that we're so successful is that we do keep things so natural. You know, I think that medical aesthetics went down an unfortunate path a couple decades ago with the whole desperate housewives look, where the bigger, the the faker the better. And I think that a lot of people were really gun shy to even talk about things like Botox or fillers because they didn't want to look unnatural. They didn't want to look different.
Yeah.
But my whole philosophy is, I don't want you to look any different than you are, but sometimes we start to lose a little bit of what we had before. And if you can get that back and still keep that natural look, that's the goal I'm going for.
Where
someone leaves and their friend said, oh, you look really good. You look like you've like slept for a month or just got back from Hawaii. And they're like, yeah,
I'm just taking care of me.
Just taking care of me.
And that's perfectly on trend right now, because I think the word realness or living your best real self is so on trend right now, right? Rather than that bigger, faker.
Yeah.
Like everyone just want I don't know, that just being looking so real seems to be so big right now.
I think medical aesthetics has really turned an amazing corner back to that.
Thankfully.
Everyone's, and all the training I've done in the last little while, it's really about creating that natural look, keeping things natural. Even, a lot of the training is done by medical doctors down in the States and plastic surgeons, and they're really getting back to keeping it natural, keeping it beautiful. Don't make people what they're not. Give them back what they've lost. But keep things real.
Right. Well, that's everyone's, their first thing that they don't like about it, right, is that they say, I don't want to look fake.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong way to approach it.
I don't want to look plastic. I don't want to look fake. And
exactly.
I don't want anyone to ever walk out of my room looking plastic or fake.
No kidding. Yeah. And you mentioned 25 years old. Is that really, that seems so, to me, that would seem so young. Like when I walked in your office 2 weeks ago and you said, you know that one line in your forehead we could just get rid of, which now this camera's picking up perfectly. But you just that one line, and you know what I mean? I love that because it never bothered me, but I never thought, well, why not?
And if it doesn't bother you, then I wouldn't do anything about it.
Sure.
So we don't just do medical aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
I have 25-year-olds that come in with hormone imbalance,
of course,
acne, rosacea, melasma. Skin is... There's so many different skin complications out there.
Okay.
Acne scarring, we treat all of that. We microneedlings, we do medical peels, we have a hydrofacial machine, we have amazing home care products.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the diet, drinking water. You'd be surprised at how many people don't drink water.
Hi, how are you?
You can't. <What's going laughs> Hey, we've talked about that.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
But sometimes just getting back to the basics of getting good sleep, drinking enough water, eating a healthy diet. Let's see what your skin does from there.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Water. I don't know what it is. I just can't get up and drink water right away. I don't know why.
Do you know what I've started doing? I commute from the North Shore. So I put a 1-liter water bottle in my car and on my way to work, I drink that and I fill it up. And so I get 2 liters in on my commute. Although I do run straight to the washroom.
That's
when
what I was
going to
say,
work.
But then you're spent the rest of the day, right?
But and then everything else is just a bonus. So it's just kind of getting your systems together. Okay, what works for me?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
But water, honestly, number one thing for skin is drink water.
Definitely.
And it's cheap.
Yeah, absolutely cheap. Yeah. And that's, I think, really what I wanted to get across is so many people think aesthetics and they think so negative and they think it's just needles and fillers. But there's so much more that goes into that.
So
and you've
much...
really, your practice has really built a foundation for the whole body, as naturopathic medicine states, rather than just touching up the surface.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that word again.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to get too technical, but I'd like to go into some glutathione.
Oh, right.
So that seems to be huge right now.
It's huge right now. So we do also at the clinic, the clinic's so cute. We have a little loft upstairs.
Yes.
We have 4 IV chairs up there. And so we do a lot of IV vitamin therapy.
Right.
And glutathione is really popular. So it's interesting how things happen. North America always seems to be 3 or 4 years behind everywhere else.
Of course,
Asia, Europe, glutathione's been extremely popular for a long time. But I mean, it's this incredible little antioxidant. It's the powerhouse of antioxidants. It's like vitamin C on steroids.
Right.
So it's just, it's helpful for everything. It's probably the most preventative molecule you can put in your body just to help support. I mean, it's great for the liver. It's great for the brain. It's great for the nervous system.
Yeah.
It's great for blood sugar. It's great for the digestive system. It's amazing for skin.
Right.
It's used all the time for helping with things like melasma or lightening dark spots. You can actually inject it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about glutathione is it's best absorbed when it's done intravenously.
Okay.
Well. Yeah.
And it's good for your brain as well, isn't it? Glutathione is huge for the brain.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of studies that are shown working with autism spectrum disorder and helping with that.
Yeah.
MS, prevention of dementia.
Yeah.
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 It is the powerhouse of antioxidants.
No kidding. Why is North America so far behind on everything like that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I've spent lots of time over in Asia, and I remember traveling in Bali, of all places, in the like back in the 1900s, it was like 96.
Yeah.
And even just their fashion, I mean, they're just they're years ahead.
Yeah.
Years ahead.
It's incredible.
It, it just comes overseas.
Right.
Eventually. A little slower.
The wind eventually just brings it, even though it technically goes the other way. It's fine. Another technical thing, hyaluronic acid. So a basic filler.
Yeah.
What is that essentially?
So hyaluronic acid is a molecule found in skin and it absorbs water. So the thing about hyaluronic acid is when we're young and we peak at 25, well, women, you don't, we do. Okay. We peak at 25 and we start to lose all of our, like, that's when we start to break down our collagen and the hyaluronic acid in our skin. But hyaluronic acid attracts water molecules. So it is what gives, you know, you see those young kids and they've got those full, dewy, glowy faces. And that's because they're chock-a-block full of hyaluronic acid.
Right.
So fillers are actually a hyaluronic, well, not all of them. There's a lot of different types of fillers out there, but most of the fillers that we're using at the clinic are hyaluronic acid based, which is really nice because they create a really natural look. So what they do is they also attract water molecules. So it integrates into the skin really nicely and into the tissue so that you don't see it.
Right. How unfair that at 25, you're supposed to have peaked, right?
It's such a ripoff.
It's incredible.
Well, physically, you know, mentally we're still all going.
Right. If you had to go into like what you think the most misconception of fillers, what would you say you hear? And it's got to be from your patients that first walk in the door, I'm sure you hear
I think it's back to that, like, I don't want to look fake. That fillers equal fake. I don't want to have that desperate housewife look. And so when you start to look at people that are aging, what you notice is the two things that we lose is we lose the integrity in our skin. So our skin starts to age and we start to look like we have the fine lines and the wrinkles, and we lose the volume in our skin.
Of course.
And so when used properly, hyaluronic acid based fillers can just give you back that volume, give you a little lift, give you a little fullness, so you don't look tired, you don't look saggy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If we had to finish with five tips, you'd say three or five tips for someone protecting their skin, or someone know, how to approach their skin.
Okay, so water. Number one, definitely water. If you're going to do one thing, just drink water.
Seems so basic.
Everyone can do it. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Sleep would probably be number two.
Okay.
So all day long, we're breaking down and we're damaging the body. And so the only time we ever get to repair is through good quality sleep.
Right.
Having a really good home care routine. So definitely making sure you're washing your face before you go to bed every night, even if it's super late and you're not feeling so steady, but wash your face. I have my ABCs of skincare, which is A is vitamin A or retinol. Everyone should be using a retinol.
Okay.
B is a broad spectrum sunscreen. So even on cloudy days, because there's different types of UV rays, there's UVA, UVB, and they both get absorbed. Even on cloudy days, you get rays.
Right.
So always, always protect your skin. So a broad spectrum sunscreen, and then a vitamin C serum is brilliant, helping with antioxidant protection. So good home care. Once you start to notice that your skin's starting to change, find a professional that you really trust and start taking care of your skin. So having a treatment plan is really good.
Right.
Not just short term, but long term. Like, where are we going to be in 5 years? Where are we going to be in 10 years? And so you can budget for it.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then just eating, you know, the 80-20 rule of food. So
it works, right?
Staying away from the inflammatory foods or the things that trigger your skin. So everyone's different, right? Some people get away with a lot more than others. If I eat oranges, I break out. Oranges. I know. And I love oranges.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it's just finding your triggers, but making sure you're keeping your sugar counts low and your lots of leafy greens, lots of, you know, colorful foods that you're eating, you know, eating well.
Yeah. Processed sugar has to be the most inflammatory thing.
Unfortunately.
Out there now, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Yeah.
I know.
Well, those are some great five tips.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to our rapid peer questions.
Okay.
Completely in the dark. I like it.
I have no idea.
They're simple. Okay. You're just making sure everyone knows. I actually have no idea.
I actually have no idea.
First question, so simple. What is your favorite word?
Word?
Yeah.
That's not simple. Yes.
What's your least favorite word?
No.
What turns you on?
Ooh, so many things. Sunshine.
What turns you off?
Incompetence.
Love that answer. What sound or noise do you love?
Oh. Water.
And what sound or noise do you hate?
Banging.
What profession other than your own? You've done so many, which I had no idea. But what profession would you like to attempt other than your own?
Open heart surgery.
Really?
Just, it would be so cool. Could you imagine?
Yes, you have to pick the most challenging thing on the planet.
I think at this point it will never happen, but it would be pretty cool.
It would, okay. And what profession do you think you would not like to do?
I don't know. What would I not want
to do? It's tough. You've done so many. It's tough. That's it.
I would not want to work on a cruise ship.
A cruise ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're trapped on the boat. You can't get off.
That's true. Yeah. You don't pay for anything. Right? And then you come back and you say,
cruise ship.
Why am I arguing with your answer? And finally, the tagline for our podcast is Living Pure. So if I had to say, Dr. Roots, what do you think Living Pure means to you?
I think it means waking up every day and just feeling like you're going to do the best that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so simple.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Mark. That was a pleasure. Fun. That wasn't so bad.
I'm glad.